Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hey guys, this is like the second time these guys have done this, and it's unacceptable. We're going to have to go ahead and take that one up the flagpole. Folks, I'm sorry about that. Do forgive me. The guys down at GCN are not paying attention in this particular case, and that is unacceptable. So do forgive me for their error. Now, with that said, friends, we're going to continue on here and welcome you to the Sons of Liberty, and you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Also, want to let you know, folks, there's much to cover concerning what's going on today. And I'm here to tell you once again, friends, the answers to America's dilemma are right in front of your face. Yesterday, I took the time and have taken the time to show you that Biden's IRS is making unprecedented purchases of bulk ammunition. And as a matter of fact, Matt Gaetz, the other controlled operative that is put up by the mainstream media, is one of the good guys. You know, the guy that was busted for child trafficking, another extorted said representative. He's the one that's letting the cat out of the bag, supposedly. But Matt Gaetz told Breitbart that the government's entity had spent $700,000 purchasing ammo between March and of June 1st. Americans, I don't know what way I need to come at you concerning what it is that they are doing today. I did not know that it was the government's position to actually steal away ammo or ammunition in aggrandizing in fortifying themselves against the people that they're supposed to serve. But, friends, that is, in fact, what is happening. As a matter of fact, Epoch News just even took it a step further and showed that the American people, concerning this current criminal administration, not that it was any different from the last administration, that they're trying to do backdoor deals to try to ban AR-15s. I'm not making this up. And, folks, again, I'm here to remind you, no. There is no gun debate. Nope. We are not disarming. The bottom line is what you're doing is criminal. Americans, the definition of criminal is all over what it is that they're attempting to do and what it is that they've been attempting to do for the last how many decades in this country. You know, I talked to my cousin about this once, and he said, Bradley, back in the 70s, he goes, we used to go to school with shotguns on our back window. We used to bring them in and show them to our principal, and our principal would show us his guns, and we'd even have gun training courses in school. Now, if you were to do that, you'd have the FBI and the SWAT teams come in, the Gestapo come in and try to criminalize you and put you through some sort of mental health class to see what's wrong with you for doing such a thing. Well, for doing such a thing, we make reference to the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. on the horizon, and I'm not afraid to tell you so. And if you look at 1 Samuel 13:22, you'll understand how the children of Israel were controlled by their oppressors, the Philistines. And if you want to see what the Lord has to say about it, go to Luke 11:21 and verse 22, and you'll understand and make it applicable and apply it to today's issues concerning the Second Amendment. I'm here again to tell you today, do not disarm. There is no debate. Pull it away. No, you're not going there. Period. We're good. Move on. If they proceed, then we move them out, Article 2, Section 4, and we prosecute them for their crimes against we the people, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Furthermore, the American people should do such anyways concerning what they're responsible for. I've spent much time on this, and I just want to throw this in there really quick, friends, concerning what act the politicians are responsible for making our children soft targets. If you have, or if you're foolish enough to have your kid in a public school, it still shouldn't give politicians a right to make your children soft targets concerning the illegal gun-free zones that they have created. It's time for the American people to hold the politicians responsible for the crimes of the innocent that have been taken out. We know that 94% to 98% of all mass shooters, they go into schools because they see that they're gun-free zones. We see this across the United States. Gun-free zones are a green light to those that want to commit the act of mass murder, and the politicians must be held accountable. This is the narrative that we need to have concerning the Second Amendment, friends. The conversation that we have and are having right now, and the narrative that we need to push, is the one that we're talking about right now. The politicians need to be held accountable rather than the law-abiding gun owners being accountable for the actions of a lawbreaker, namely mass murders. The politicians need to be held accountable for their crimes against these children. Okay, what they're creating is policies that undermine the U.S. Constitution and our Bill of Rights. They are illegal. Policy follows law. Law does not follow policy, just so you know. Yesterday, I had ran into a video, and then I recollected another video I needed to share with you. And what it comes down to, my friends, is this. It's absolutely amazing to see what happens when a police officer, and I'm talking about the bad guys, gets pulled over by another cop for committing a crime, some sort of traffic violation. Rather you agree or disagree, the point is they act like when they're busted that they're above the law. Well, we've seen the police officers that try to talk the other police officers out of it, and in some cases they let them off, even if they're drunk, stone-cold drunk, if they're inebriated, bamboozled, what folks, and I'm talking about the word, I'm trying to think of a word I heard at Little House of the Prairie some years ago, but it's really true, you know, regardless if they're drunk or not, they let them off, they try to cover for their crimes, we've seen that, and then we've seen other good cops enforce the law regardless, because if you look at Lady Liberty or Lady Justice, you see she has a blindfold on, the law applies to all of us and nobody's above the law. Well, what happens when a judge is pulled over for talking on his phone? Folks, you're going to be a little surprised, but it doesn't surprise me. I also have a little audio video I'm going to play for you on the other side of this break of a said representative of the people. And her kids are busted, and when she pulls up, she acts like the cops are there to do her bidding, but she gets a little bit of a kickback just like this judge does. I'm going to play some audio video on the other side of this break. Hang out with us, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Hello friends, this is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, if you want to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can watch us on social media platforms. Top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to the page. Go to SOL Radio Live on the top of that page and join us on our live feed for social media platform outlets. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page as well. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, Acts 4:12. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. Now, folks, let me bring you over to those that are supposed to represent we the people. Let me pull the curtain back just a little bit so you can see as to how some of these people act in their own personal capacity, because the man and the office are one. They're not separate, friends. You can't be separate in your life. You are who you are, and that's real character, by the way. But the first one I want to show you is I want to show you a judge that was pulled over, and I want you to see how he responds to this police officer. If you're not on social media platforms, you're going to hear the audio. You'll hear it clear as day. And I don't want to say too much outside of the fact that I want you to see this for yourself, and I'm not going to play a lot of it, but check this out.
I had my phone like this.
Yeah.
I just lost it. I was just looking for it, pulled it up like this.
This is a judge.
I just looked in the... Go up and look.
Okay, why are you screaming at me?
Sir,
you have your license, doing anything. You have your license, registration, proof of insurance.
I wasn't doing anything wrong.
You have your license, registration,
I'm not
going to
give you my license and registration.
Isn't this crazy, friends? This is a judge.
You cannot have
this
a,
is
on my
phone. A judge.
I was not on my phone.
And this is, he's not going to give him his license or his registration or proof of insurance. This is a judge. This is exactly what you're dealing with in this country. These people act as if they are above the very law that they are to enforce. Now, I want you to listen to this, because he's already refused replying with his police officer, in compliance with his police officer, and giving him the information that he asked for. This is a judge. This is how they act, folks, when no one's watching.
Can I have a handheld cell phone?
Look at how erratically...
You all aren't ever on yours, right? You're never on yours.
Now he's trying to accuse him to justify his unrighteousness.
Why are you yelling at me, sir?
I said, you're never on yours.
Why are you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling at you.
Yes, you have been. I've never raised my voice.
Let me tell you something. You all are on yours. I was not talking
to you. If you read the code, the code says that if we're conducting official business, you can be on it.
So what we're going to do, friends, is we're going to go ahead and we're going to come right back to this. But I want you to see exactly how they act when no one's paying attention. This guy's refusing to comply with the police officer, okay? Now he starts to revert back to pointing the finger back at him for doing the same thing that he was just busted doing, okay? And this is law enforcement, friends. I'm talking about the judge here. This self-righteous judge acting as to who he really is concerning the character he owns.
Here. Thank you, sir. Why are you so uptight? Huh?
Refusing now to answer the police officer.
What's going on?
Give me a second.
Why are you so shaky? What's going on?
I'm irritated because you pulled me over for no reason.
You had your cell phone in your hand.
I picked up my cell phone because I had it lost.
Okay.
I pulled it up here, and I was had my hand on it here.
Okay.
Put it in here.
You know the law,
though.
You know the law.
So what? What if I have a...
You know the law. You know the law. The judge says to him, so what?
Give me a ticket.
Look at him.
Write me a ticket.
Listen to the way he's talking.
Give me a ticket. Write me a ticket.
Now listen to what he says.
And I'll take it up to the town office, and I'll go to trial. But give me a ticket. Go ahead.
Daring him to give him a ticket.
How is it ridiculous?
Daring him to enforce the laws, folks. Daring him, this judge, daring the police officer to give him a ticket. And then he says, go ahead. I'll take it right up. I'll take it all the way to trial. He knows how it works, friends. He knows how to manipulate the system. Is this what you want? Incumbent? Is these the sort of judges that you want on the bench, Americans? This is self-righteous garbage, is what it is. See, the law, it applies to me and you, but somehow or another, he's showing you it doesn't apply to him, okay? He gets real weird, and I'm teeing this up for you right now because he gets even more irate about this in just a moment. The police officer goes back to his car, writes him a ticket, and he talks to headquarters, and they went for it anyways. Matter of fact, I believe that they even went after the judge for obstruction of justice because of the way he was acting, okay? Now, I want you to hear the rest of this because he gets real goofy here. But again, I want the American people to see why it is that you are receiving injustice on so many different levels. And pay attention. The judge wants you to know it. It doesn't apply to him.
Hello. Yeah.
Don't tell me they don't look out for each other, friends, but in this particular case...
No, I don't care. I'll take it up to town. We'll go to a trial, buddy. That's fine with me. And I tell you what, the next time I see any of you on the phone, I'm stopping right there and call the state police. Any of them.
Okay.
This is how I had my phone.
See, and he has no...
under my seat.
He has no problem...
Yes. Was not talking on it.
He has no problem dropping the gavel on the American people, but again, the point is they want you to know that it doesn't apply to them. Americans, you've got to be to the point where you're sick and tired of being sick and tired of the abuse. Because, again, this doesn't get any more clear as to what you're seeing right now, friends, concerning this alleged judge.
Being like this.
I'm being it because I've seen this crap enough, and I'm tired of it.
Go. Here's the license, my search privilege warrant.
Look at the way he grabs it.
Let me have my license now.
Also, look at the way this guy is acting. And then he just drives off. If that was anybody else, friends, the cop would have probably put his cherries on and ran after him. Or took off after him in close pursuit. That's incredible. I want to show you another one here. We got four more minutes on this segment. You having fun with this yet, friends? This is who they are. When you become, well, when you're dealing with an irrational people, this explains to you why they're irrational on so many different levels. The law applies to you and me, us peasants, but it doesn't apply to them. I'm here to tell you, read Psalm 94:20. I'm here to tell you that is not true in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word, friends. Okay? And I'm quite frankly one that is sick and tired of being sick and tired. I want to show you a said representative. By the way, that judge was also going to court for obstruction of justice because that police officer, that good cop, did his job. And I high-five him every step of the way. It puts him in check. And it causes him to remember as to who he is and who he works for, rather than thinking he's above that law. But again, he still thought he was, didn't he? Here's another one. This is a woman that shows up concerning her kid that just got pulled over by the police officers. And what she does is she goes on in her self-righteousness, thinking that she's above the law. And what does she do? Well, she tells the cops, "Don't you know who I am? I'm not making this up. Check it out."
I'm going to tell you, he's the driver of the automobile. He's over 18.
Okay.
If you can,
we don't need to see credentials.
You need if you can give me a little bit of space here.
Now she pushes the kids away, and now she tries to browbeat the cops.
One of the commissioners, and I'm heading up.
She's a commissioner.
That is my ID, and that is my business card. I am the commissioner of the Port Authority, and I'm heading up over 4,000 police officers.
She is one of the commissioners, and she is heading up over 4,000 police officers. Now she's going to begin to tell the police what the deal is in hopes that they're going to be browbeaten by her unlawful actions. Okay?
So, if there's a problem, I think there's a problem.
Not registered vehicle.
Okay. Let's hear, why were they pulled over, first of all?
Miss.
Now, don't call me Miss. I'm commissioner. Thank you.
Commissioner?
Yes.
She likes her title.
All due respect.
This is incredible.
Why the driver will tell
you. No. I need to know.
The car's getting towed out.
Why is the car getting pulled?
Go ask him.
No. I'm asking. You're the person who ordered it. And trust me.
Threatening him now.
100%.
Yeah, it does. Because I'm picking them up, and 100%. I'm offering to take responsibility for them, and you can't even tell me the charges. I'm also an attorney. So I think
Now she says she's also an attorney. Do you hear her threatening them? It's not in a way, friends, where it may be become across as a innuendo. She is blatantly threatening them. Okay? Now she's not only just heading up 4,000 police officers, but now she's an attorney as well, and she's owed an explanation by these police officers. Okay? We're going to come right back to this because this is bothersome. I'm going to go back to the title of the show, and the answers are right in front of us. Folks, we see what happens when our representatives act as a bunch of despots, tyrants, dictators, whatever you might want to call them. And this is why we must hold them in check and lawfully deal with them. Because, again, they want the law to apply to us peasants, but for some reason or another, they want you to believe it doesn't apply to them. Baloney.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted to advance new proposed gun control measures, bringing it closer to a final vote. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says it's bipartisan and has common sense solutions.
It does not so much as touch the rights of the overwhelming majority of American gun owners who are law-abiding citizens of sound mind.
The bill includes incentives for states to adopt red flag laws, expands requirements for background checks, and allocates funding for school safety and mental health support. President Biden is asking Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for 3 months. If approved by Congress, the suspension would lift the 18 cents per gallon tax on gasoline during the summer months, as well as a 24 cent per gallon tax on diesel. USA Radio News. New numbers out show the housing market may be cooling.
Fresh news from the National Association of Realtors showed that the spring selling season was slow this year, with sales in May down 8.6% from last year, yet mortgages and rents continue to rise. Redfin Real Estate Brokerage Chief Economist Daryl Fairweather this week says the housing market has a lot of room for improvement.
It's not really good for anybody that housing is the way it is in this country. There's a lot of market inefficiencies. Things like NIMBYism, also just like the way that we tax land and property is not as efficient as it could be, which means that we don't build as many homes as we probably should be to meet demand. We underbuild.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals is tonight, with the Lightning hosting the Avalanche. The puck drops at just after 8 o'clock Eastern time on ABC. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. NIMBYism. Where do these people come up with these names? I'm segueing, sorry, off of what we just heard during the break. NIMBYism? Of course, Bradley, you know, Mr. Inquisitive here, had to go to Webster's 1828 and look up the word NIMBYism. You know what I mean? I mean, did you hear the way she was talking? I mean, this is the new generation that's coming up, and they've got a lot to teach us, right? She was using the word NIMBYism. Whoa, well, there's no such word as NIMBYism, friends, just for the record. Just so we're all clear on that, wanted to make clear. I guess we're supposed to just understand what's going on in that little uneducated brain and heart of hers, I suppose, right? Anyways, I want to show you the rest of this. This is a bad case of do you know who I am? I do want to say that, folks, concerning the judge, the first audio video that I played, and now this woman, this commissioner that heads up 4,000 police officers, who just happens to be an attorney as well. She's already began threatening the police officers, demanding an answer for the actions or transgressions of her children. They have a car that they're driving around that is not registered, so they're going to tow the car. That's where we're at right now. I do want to say, folks, if this was anybody else, you know as well as I do, they would have both been arrested. But I do say the first police officer did a good job. I would have probably followed the judge, and I would have had him arrested if I would have been that police officer. In this particular case, the same exact thing. She should have been arrested, because if it was anybody else, they would have, without a shadow of a doubt, been arrested.
That's fine.
Why is it such a difficult decision?
why they're being pulled over and why the car's yes. being towed.
Because everything has already been explained.
I know. But
and they've explained it to her over and over again.
Because this is impacting me because right. I got four people who are coming back to my house, including people who live in New York.
She's hoping the cops are going to bargain for the release of her children is what she's doing.
It's so difficult to say what the problem is.
And they've already explained it to her over and over and over again.
I got to take four people back to New Haven.
This is why you don't get justice, Americans.
Yes, I want to know what the problem is.
It's more of the way you just approached me and your demeanor.
You know what? Okay. I'm
being honest.
Now the police officer is holding his ground.
You're being very demanding with me.
No, I'm asking you a question.
You're being very demanding, said the police officer.
It's irrelevant.
You know what?
If you'd like to read my report, you can come down to the police department records on Monday. You can get a copy of it.
And you
I am under... there is no... You have no right
sorry,
to know what's
but
going
this
on.
Is, no, I do.
So, explain to me why.
Because these are four people that I have You're to take responsibility.
Why do you have to take responsibility? They're all adults.
That's my daughter.
Okay, that's my daughter. Okay. And then it goes on, and then it goes on, and then it goes on, folks, in hopes that the police officers will just bow just a little bit. And give up her kids, okay? Just drop the charges, go on. I'm the commissioner. I oversee the police officers. In other words, what she's saying, that law doesn't apply to me. It only applies to them. You guys should know better. Wink, wink. We're in this together, right? Well, these two police officers didn't go along to get along. This is what we need. These guys are actually doing their job. So I praise God for the good police officers doing their jobs. Wanted to go on to another point, and you're getting more of this. Gowdy Blast. Look at this one, folks. Gowdy Blast. Trey Gowdy, the great American appeaser. We had him on the radio show probably 8 years ago, and I'm sure he wouldn't come over here now. But the fact of the matter is the great American appeaser, one of them, Trey Gowdy, blasts Garland for using J6 hearing to gather evidence. This is the same guy that treated Hillary Clinton during the Inquisition for Benghazi when he treated her like a queen when she was inside this congressional grilling that was allegedly taking place. But they sold it to the American people that, listen, you should see the way Mr. Trey Gowdy, just blasted Hillary Clinton. Now he's blasting Garland. Where's the justice, Americans? Where is the justice? I can't find it. I'm looking for it. This is what we get. We know Gowdy's on the same team as the bad guys. We know ICE is on the same team as the bad guys. We know that Jim Jordan's on the same team as the bad guys. Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's controlled opposition. She's on the same side, folks. These are the ones that are fleecing you to give them more money and more money so they become millionaires off the ignorance of the people that are not paying attention to the fact that we're not getting any justice. They're just putting on a show, these clowns are, in the circus of politics. Trey Gowdy, where is the justice? Ted Cruz with big tech companies, where is the justice? That's all these guys do is tell us everything that what they call the left, which is the fruit of what they leave undone, is doing and what they're responsible for. That is not them doing their job. Hey, folks, Matt Gaetz, where is the justice? These guys are all put up to do nothing more than to put on a show to appease the American people from what? As your rights and your liberties are being stripped away, well, you know what? Thank God the mainstream media wants you to believe. Thank God for Trey Gowdy just blasting Garland. Because if anybody's going to do it, old Trey's going to do it. Well, Americans, I'm here to tell you, justice guards your liberties, and justice is what you don't have. What you have is another Gowdy putting on another show to appease you out of your God-given rights, period. And that's exactly what is happening here today. What are the answers? The answers are right in front of your face. It's the one thing in the body of Christ that is not being talked about. It's the one thing in politics that's never, ever talked about. It scares the H-E double hockey sticks out of these little minions of Satan himself. Put that up against John 8:44. What am I talking about? Justice. The Lord is known by the justice and the judgments that he executes. Psalm 9:16. I think of Amos 5:24, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of the enemy. King David prayed, Lord, they have forgotten thy law, is what he said. It's time for you to work. And what did the Lord do through David? David was set as a light to judge wicked nations. Okay? And we are the seed of David, by the way. I'm on 2 Kings, going through the whole Bible again, with a big smile on my face, hungry for more understanding that we might be partakers of the fruit of the Spirit. And what I'm talking about right now is when I was reading 2 Kings 17, I'm thinking to myself, oh my goodness, it doesn't get any more plain than this. 2 Kings 17, verse 7, for so it was, the children of Israel. And by the way, the children of Israel, Christians today, folks, it doesn't mean that geographically we have to be in Israel. Israel is the people, not the state or the land or the country. That's not what that is. It's the people. I'm so humored by the carnality of people that claim to be spiritual when it comes to these issues. So, that the children of Israel have sinned. They violated God's moral law. Exodus 20. We all have, by the way. Matter of fact, I want to go over here really quick, and I want to read this because I know people, just like the rich young ruler in Mark 10, when he said, you know what, Lord, I've kept all of the commandments. And Jesus used the law as the schoolmaster to bring them unto Christ, Galatians 3:24. And when I think about it, I go over here, and while I'm looking at the word, it tells us when men try to stand in their own righteousness, because we're all sinners, we're all saved by grace, that fulfills the law, Romans 3:31. What does it tell us? The Bible tells us in James 2:10, for whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. Okay? For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. We're all sinners. There's none righteous, the Bible tells us in the book of Romans. No, not one. Matter of fact, it does tell us in Scripture, friends, take heed that you stand lest you fall. Scripture does tell us it's better for you to fall upon the rock than the rock to fall upon you. So don't stand in your own righteousness. Okay? But it tells us that we have sinned before the Lord our God. We had been brought up out of the land of Egypt. Our forefathers have. The patriarchs from under the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and had feared other gods. And what did the Lord say? And walked in the statutes of the heathen, the children of Israel. The reason they were ensnared is because they took on the statutes of the heathen. They took on the commandments of men, making void the commandments of God. And what did the Lord do with them? He said, whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. And the children of Israel did secretly those things that were not right against the Lord their God. And they built them high places in all their cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced city. Well, what does that have to do? And it goes on, and it goes on. And they set up images. Folks, they're all over the place, in groves, in every high hill, and every under every green tree. And there they burnt incense, which is symbolic of prayer, in all the high places, as did the heathen. I can give you a prime example of that, folks. You know, like every Sunday, when people go to the football game, or they go to the baseball game, or they go to the hockey game, or whatever the case is, they set those things up, their idols, and when they give everything they've got, it shows you who they're serving, friends, right? That's their prayer going up before God, and it makes the Lord indignant. It provokes him to anger, to the point where he'll cut you off, okay? Oh, Bradley, that is just not scripture. You might want to read your Bible, because the Lord will only go so far. Is he a merciful God? Absolutely. Absolutely he is. But there comes several times throughout Scripture, folks, where the Lord said, that's enough. That's enough. And there was recompense upon the heads of those that refused to repent. I'm going to come back to this because this is very telling. Friends, you want the answers? They're right in front of your face. The answers to America's dilemma are right in front of our face. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I stand corrected here, folks. Now, I do have to say, in all fairness to my position, I read a lot of Old English. I read the Cambridge King James Version. I use a lot of Webster's 1828, and that's what I hold to, because I know a lot of the new definitions of words are completely created out of nowhere. Matter of fact, go ahead and check out the new dictionaries, folks. They're just going in defining words as they create them. I'm going to hold to the old, not the new, Jeremiah 6:16. But NIMBYism. NIMBY stands for not in my backyard. Now, this is what I just looked up, okay? Not in my backyard, okay? In the housing world, it's used to describe people, typically existing residents, especially homeowners who oppose new housing development near their home. Okay, cool. That's fair. Okay. Particularly denser or more affordable housing. Now, right under that, it says, is NIMBYism a real word? That's right. It's a created word. Okay. The behavior goes back to the definition of what this lady said, the behavior of someone who does not want something to be built or done near where they live. Okay. Although it does not to be built or done somewhere. Okay. NIMBYism. Okay. So NIMBYism. Now, listen, folks, I'll stand corrected on this, but it's a modern word. It's not an old word. And the acronym for NIMBY is not in my backyard. Okay, characterization, opposition by residents to proposed developments in their local areas. NIMBYisms. Okay, gotcha. Okay, cool. Just wanted to make that clear, friends. It's a modern word, but I guess it's applicable today. So let's get back to this. And the answers are right in front of your face. They're right in front of us. Now, I don't mean to be brash or brazen, but I get people on social media platforms saying, what are we supposed to do? I hear it all the time. I must have given this answer at least 25 to 30,000 times in 17 years of radio. I don't know if people don't hear it. They have ears, but do they hear Jeremiah 5:21? They have eyes, but do they see it? Now, I'm not saying that to bat anybody over the top of the head, but my goodness, how many times do I need to say it and spell it out for you? If you peruse the U.S. Constitution, which is premised on the Word of God, you will find in the U.S. Constitution provision to deal with corruption in your society, namely within your representative, the incumbent, in the halls of government. You have the power. You have the authority. Yesterday, I highlighted this before I get back over to my topic here, that it's right in front of our face. Something that President Theodore Roosevelt said. He said, it is the people and not the judges who are entitled to say what their constitution means, for their constitution is theirs. That's us. It belongs to them. That's us. And not their servants in office. The roles are completely backwards, upside down, Isaiah 59. And you're trying to figure out why judgment has been turned backwards, because you are letting your representatives act as if you're servants to them rather than them being servants to you. That's the problem in America. I just gave you the answer as well. Now, let me go back to this, because, again, I want to give you the answers, because that strength and power to get the job done is only going to come by the Holy Ghost. Okay? And if you read 2 Kings 17, it tells us, for they served their idols. An idol is anything before God. Okay? Whereof the Lord had said unto them, you shall not do this thing. Folks, whatever you give your money to, whatever you give your time to, whatever you give your heart, mind, soul, and strength to, okay, which counters Matthew 22:37, where we're supposed to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. But if we put our affections on something before God, that is an idol. It's what we serve, okay? And if the Lord is just a little bit in your life, no, you already have your world is filled with idols. Unless he is all of your world, he is all of your strength, because the Bible says that we're his inheritance and he's our inheritance. Okay? And we have to take him for that. We don't have a part-time Jesus here, folks. No, we don't change hats in every room that we go into. No, we are Christians, and that's how we live accordingly, and we serve the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Period. Okay? But when you go to verse 13, 2 Kings 17, yet the Lord testified against Israel. When you go to your Capitol buildings, there's a reason Moses and the Ten Commandments are there. Because the Lord established that to testify against you concerning how it is that you're going to remain a free people. And if you fail to uphold his moral law, which is fulfilled by grace, right, and faith, what's going to happen? We'll take a look around. That's what happens. Because real grace and real faith, what do? Well, they magnify and they uphold that law, Romans 3:31. If someone would like to argue that point, my number is 1-866-582-9933, because it seems that there's a lot of biblical, unscriptural nonsense going on out there. Matter of fact, I had someone the other day talk to me about how, Bradley, you know that the Bible doesn't say that. And I said, you are incorrect. And I gave him the scripture and I posted it back on his site. That's what the radio show is for. The radio show is for you to go ahead and add to or take away or correct, reproof, instruct, whatever the case might be. Okay? So in saying that, 1-866-582-9933. Listen carefully. This is the problem America is having today, all of us. Yet the Lord testified against Israel, against us, against Judah, by all the prophets and by all these seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I command your fathers. Not ceremonial law, moral law, and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets. Now, I'm reading what Scripture says. I'm not claiming to be anything here. Verse 14. Notwithstanding, they would not hear. The people won't hear. No, they're a bunch of Epicureans. That's what they are. They like to say, in the book of Acts, what do? The Epicureans, they sat around, a bunch of Stoics, they sat around, and they wanted to hear new things. And they did nothing with the information that was given to them. No, that's all they wanted to do is be entertained. Like today, inquiring minds need to know. They jump from radio show host to radio show host, and they want to adhere to the one that they like the best. And you can rest assured the one that they like the best is the one that they act like, okay? And what we see is in the church in America today, we see all these people jumping from church to church to church to church. You know why they jump from church to church? Because they want Aaron. They don't want Moses. And yet this is the love of God that we keep his commandments. Isn't that interesting? So many people say they love the Lord, but they're looking for Aaron. They're looking for those two calves. That's why the American people so adhered to the likes of a Donald Trump. Believe me. Okay? Let me go on here. But they would not hear, the Lord said, but harden their necks like the neck of their fathers that did not believe in the Lord their God. There's a lot of believers that don't believe, right? Believe is a verb. It's an action word. And they rejected his statutes. What are statutes, Bradley? The statutes are when you read the Torah, you'll see when people break God's moral law as to how you're supposed to deal with those criminals, those transgressors. Okay? We're not doing that today. Matter of fact, if we were to deal with what we see today in the month of June, according to God's statutes, we wouldn't have the issues that we have today. Matter of fact, we would live in a utopia, a spiritual utopia. We would have heaven on earth on so many different levels, friends. I mean, on this earth as it is in heaven, his will be done. Oh, my goodness, this has new meaning. And they rejected his statutes. No, they won't deal with these people the way that I told them to deal with them. And his covenant that he made with their fathers and his testimonies, which he testified against them. Nope. They don't want none of it, and they followed vanity. They love their favorite politicians. They love their favorite talking heads, and they do nothing more than listen and listen and listen, and they do nothing with the information that's given unto them. And the Bible says, because of that, they become vain. They're empty. They're worthless. That's the definition of the word. And then we go on, and went after the heathen that were round about them. They do what everybody else does rather than what the Lord commands them to do. Concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them, but they did it anyways. Now, can anybody look across the United States of America and say this is what a Christian people do? Nope. This is what a Christian people don't do. What the Christians in America are doing. And what is that? A big capital nothing. Because you have a bunch of men dressed up as women making a prey out of your children today. And they're doing it with a free hand and with the full backing of corruption in federal and in state governments. Okay, this is exactly what this means. This is what you're going to get for not keeping my commandments. And the Bible says, and they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, and they made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove and worshipped all the host of heaven and served Baal, a false god. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire and use divination and enchantments. Just send them into the movies, friends. And sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. This is exactly what's happening. What does the Bible say? And Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, America, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. Okay? You listen to the Supreme Court, and it's the Supreme Court's job to listen to God. If they fail to do it, then you're supposed to deal with them. Listen to what he said. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel and afflicted them and delivered them into the hands of the spoilers until he cast them out of his sight. There you have it.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.